Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our second edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, where we discuss the concept, history, and application of black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own society based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours if you decide to accept it, is to seriously discuss, debate, and vet the concept of separation and its various implications as a viable solution for black people in America, and to analyze historical and current separate societies and consider their models for implementation of our own. Tonight's show is hosted by our very own brother Louis Ali, aka The Separator, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I will leave brother Louis the honor of introducing our guest for tonight. Without any further delay, here is our host for tonight, Brother Louis Ali.
Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the second edition of Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. That's www.timetoleave.us/radio. And boy, do we have a special show for you tonight. So we're going to just say, like Reverend Ike, maybe you should just get on the phone and call somebody. Tell them to go ahead and dial 563-999-3656. That's 563-999-3656. We got a very, very special show today. You can hit us up on Facebook, Bro Louis Ali. Tonight, our guest is our sister and attorney, Dr. Ava Muhammad. She's a student national representative for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The hour goes really, really fast, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Ava Muhammad tonight. Go ahead and call someone. Please let them know that Dr. Ava is going to be on the line. You can tweet her at @DrAva. Tonight we're going to be talking about separation, and we're going to be talking about it from the perspective of creating a safe space for Black women. And of all of the things that have been done to us throughout history, the most diabolical thing that has been really done to us is the destruction of our family lives. And at the cornerstone of destroying our family life is the destruction of the Black female. Black women have been misused, abused, oppressed, suppressed, and neglected, and denied their human right to be protected and to marry or to have a bonded relationship with a decent Black man. And so tonight, we're going to have Dr. Ava Muhammad come on. I want to say something that I think is very important that we say. We appreciate the stand of our sister, Tamika Mallory. We appreciate the stand of Carmen Perez. We appreciate the stand of Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We really appreciate that. But I think it's time for us to do something that's very, very necessary, and that is to hold up a Black woman like Dr. Ava Muhammad, who has stood for us as Black men for over 35 years with our teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Dr. Ava Muhammad has spoken up for us at times when we weren't strong enough to speak up for ourselves. She's a mother, she's a grandmother, she's the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and she is the model female that we really want other women to gravitate towards. And I think that it's incumbent on us to stand and to help me welcome into Time to Leave radio blog talk show, Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Brother Louis. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm so grateful that you joined us this afternoon on this show, and I don't want to belabor the point. I thank you for all of the shows that you do on Thursday afternoons, and I describe those shows as you putting up the cultural collateral to give us the strength and the fuel that we need to separate and do something for ourselves. I say it sometimes when I'm around you, but I especially believe that you are the last Black woman standing with a national platform that still loves the Black man, the Black God, and the Black nation. And so I just had a few questions, and maybe we'll get a chance to open up our call lines that I'd like to ask you. Under segregation,
yes,
we had a image of what a strong Black woman was. We had women like Ida B. Wells, Mary Cloud Bethune. We had Dr. Frances Quest Wilson. We had Mother Tynetta, Sister Clara Muhammad. Could you give us an idea? What exactly would be your definition of what a strong Black woman is?
Well, let me say, first of all, I am honored and privileged to join you on this important program tonight. And I'm very encouraged by choosing to use your valuable time, because I know you're a very busy man. You're a nation builder. You and your wife and family are nation builders. And so to take time to come on the airwaves to iterate and reiterate the importance of unity between the Black man and woman, I know I personally am very grateful for that. You know, Brother Louis, it really speaks to tragedy of our condition that we even have to have these conversations. Because in other cultures, you don't even hear the characterization of the women as what is a strong white woman? What is
really?
A strong Asian woman? There's so much work and so much of our energy is utilized just to survive and endure. And this is why our children, when they go to school, we have to focus their attention on slavery, on Jim Crow, on all that we have come through in this struggle to date, where other people don't have that issue. And when you are focused on survival, there is a level of the brain that is opened, which we call the reptilian brain, or the base of the brain stem, that all human beings, in fact, all living creatures have the same instinct for survival. The problem is that when circumstances force the instinct for survival to the forefront of your mind, the intellect and creative levels are shut down. And so right now, at this point in our history and the circumstances we are in now, a strong black woman would be a woman who is effective at implementing survival techniques, because we're under assault. Unfortunately, because the black woman has to be preoccupied with that, you know, she lives in an environment where her husband, her sons, her daughters, her father, her sisters are under assault. And so to prevent a complete collapse of our people, her maternal instinct on the survival level almost has to be in full operation at all times. So fortunately, and yet unfortunately, right now as we speak, a strong black woman is a one who's capable of ensuring the survival of her species.
Wow. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to Dr. Ava Muhammad, the student national spokesman for the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can dial 563-999-3656. Just hit the 1 if you want to get in the queue. Dr. Ava Muhammad, there recently the so-called Jews have just completely gone crazy, and they seem to be insistent on getting black women to denounce the black man and denounce the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Could you speak to why there's such a push to get women now to denounce the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and black men in general?
Well, of course, we can find the answer to that in Scripture, in the New Testament, and how the same party of Jews, powerful Jews, Jewish leadership, created among the people a cry for the crucifixion of Jesus. You know, slander and defamation followed by an outcry always precede the killing of God's messenger or servant in the midst of a people. And whenever you are on the verge of being, it's important for the enemy to do that, because
wow.
As the Bible teaches, you know, what do the enemies fear most? They fear the people. You can teach whatever you want. What they gauge is the reaction of the people to what you're teaching. And so it's important that they control both sides of that ball. number one, they control what is being said, but more importantly, they want to control the people's response to what is being said. And I was listening to the words of Minister Farrakhan that you and Brother Carlton lifted for the intro to this program, and I was sitting here saying, it's not that he's anti-Semitic, which is in and of itself an illusory term. It's not that he's anti-Semitic. It's that he's saying these things. He's saying it's time to go, as his teacher before him said. It's time to go and build for yourself. Well, on the surface, a person would say, what's wrong with that? And the answer would be nothing, except that when a people consist of blood-sucking parasites, then when you go to build for self, you are taking away their host, and the parasite has no one to suck blood from. So that's what all this is about.
That's exactly what it's about. I noticed that you mentioned the Bible, you mentioned the scriptures, but during the crucifixion of Jesus, you know, a little while before then, Judas got really upset with Mary, and I didn't know it for years. I just couldn't comprehend this, but sexism has creeped into the black community, where even among black men today, there seems to be some intimidation by women's accomplishments. Do you know why a man would envy or can envy a black woman? Where is this coming from, Dr. Ava?
Well, there's no such thing as a man envying a woman. A real man, envy is always experienced toward someone who shares the same traits.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Because in order for me to envy you, I have to. The envy comes from me being angry at God for giving you something that I think should be mine.
Man.
Okay. And it's not only that I don't just want what you have. I want to be in your place. Okay. And so in order for me to be in your place, I have to really share the same traits that you possess. And so that's why envy is not natural of opposite genders. Forgive me, that's my grandchildren.
No,
I'm sorry.
Fine. Family woman, no problem. You're listening, brothers and sisters, to Dr. Ava Muhammad, national speaker.
I'm so sorry. You know, I'm a grandmother too. So
yeah. Go right ahead.
But so what you're describing now is symptomatic of what the enemy has done to us. He has successfully created a bizarre situation of role reversal in the black community.
Wow.
As you said at the onset of the program, out of everything that was done to us, the worst thing was the breakup of the family unit.
That's right.
And that's true, because somebody might say, well, no, it's lynching, it's this or that. Without the breakup of the family unit, you're not successful in any of the wicked things that you try to do to a people. You can't destroy a people until you come between the male and female that are producing that people.
That is so correct.
And so what has happened is, by design, we went from a state of involuntary servitude to voluntary servitude. By virtue of the 13th Amendment. Because remember, voluntary servitude is legal in the United States. Now, the only form of involuntary servitude that's permitted is as punishment for a crime. And this is why we're all being arrested and locked up.
Wow. Wow.
So what has happened is the male, there are natural roles for male and female. We know that in this hour with the promotion of homosexuality, we've got a whole generation of young people who don't understand that that practice leads to the destruction of a people and of a species, and it's condemned by the Creator. But there are natural roles assigned to us, and in civilized, God-fearing society, little boys and little girls are brought up, encouraged to not only follow their natural role, but to love and enjoy it, which by nature they do. You know, when way back in the 50s and 60s of the past century, when I was growing up, girls played with doll babies.
That's
we
right.
We pushed our baby strollers up and down the street.
That's right.
You know, the boys played sports, and we engaged in, that's viewed now as sexist and gender insensitive, phrases that they keep coming up with. But what it did was nourish what is already in our DNA, and that is growing up to become a mother, growing up to become a wife and mother. Males learning how to, you know, they climb trees, you jump on your bike, you know, you have some fights. These are, because it's the nature of the male to conquer. You know, nobody was shooting anybody. There were fist fights, but nobody was shooting anybody. Then, you at a certain age, young man, you become a paper boy and deliver the paper. Or you help dad in the things that he's doing while we help mom. All of that has been condemned now in the society. But what happens is certain activities produce certain hormones. There are estrogen-producing activities, and there are testosterone-producing activities. And being the head of a household, going out and having to earn a living, paying bills, these are testosterone-producing activities. And so when the white man put that burden on the black woman, he increased the level of testosterone to the point where now we're accused by the black man of being too masculine. Conversely, he deprived the black man of an outlet to earn a living, and so the woman is accusing the man of not being man enough.
Wow.
And at the root of, and that has led to the hostility, but we can quickly rid ourselves of that almost in the twinkling of an eye by distancing ourselves from our natural enemy.
Absolutely.
The children of our slave masters. We have no business. And it was in the language that you, that excerpt from the minister that you all played at the opening of the show. It's time to separate. It's time to go.
That's right.
And he talked about this illusion that our salvation is in being accepted by being among the enemies of our people.
And you know, Dr. Ava, you make such valid points. And I mean, nothing really can motivate a decent black man more than a loyal, militant, decent, feminine, intelligent, nation-built black woman.
Yes, sir.
So when you were in Atlanta, you were asking the believers to cluster together, and you've said it several times on the Thursday night show, elevated places. I know you can't can't stay the whole hour, but I do have a question. Then I'm going to open up the lines. I don't know if you can stay or not, but my question to you would be.
Yes, sir. Maybe you may hear some background noise briefly. I had to come outside, but I'll be going back in. But go right ahead.
My question before we open up the lines at 563-999-3656. Press 1 if you'd like to make a comment. Go ahead and hit the 1. Is if there was something that you could speak directly to decent black men, what would black women request of them? What would be some of their number one requests? What would they like for black men to do?
I would just ask them to accept their own and be themselves, because if the rejection of the black woman by the black man starts with his rejection of himself. Because when you're yourself, you want to reproduce yourself.
Absolutely.
And you can only reproduce yourself through yourself.
Right.
So I'm sorry. If you can go ahead, I'm stepping away for 1 second.
Brother Carlton, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna in just a moment, we're gonna go ahead and open up the call-in lines here at 563-999-3656. That's 563-999-3656. The show will be archived. You can go to www.timetoleave.us/radio. We're talking this afternoon with Dr. Ava Muhammad, student national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Brother Carl, we're having
I'm sorry.
Oh, your timing was perfect, Dr. Ava. And Brother Carlton,
yes,
we just had a few callers. Do we have any callers, Brother Carlton?
Yes, sir.
Our first caller
is our very own Dr. Ridgely. Go ahead, Dr. Ridgely.
Dr. Ridgely, assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Assalamu alaikum, Minister Ava and Brother Lewis. The question I wanted to ask, first of all, thank you so much, Brother Lewis, for bringing number two to the station here. Of course, number one is Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But we got number two, so we feel real good.
That's right.
Well, I feel great being characterized as two.
But, you know, I'm going to ask my sister, how is it so easy for the black man and woman to separate and divorce? And it's hard to get the black man and woman to separate.
Well, we perceive the enemy as our source of sustenance and not each other.
Mm.
See, if we saw them the way we see each other, then we would separate from them.
Wow.
I mean, you're touching on the whole key problem, which is our inability to identify who the enemy is.
That's so correct. Mm. That's right.
You know, the Holy Quran says evil is made fair seeming.
Mm.
And so you're exactly right. We're very quick to cut each other loose. we can hardly sustain relationships anymore. And our young people, which to me, anybody in the under 30 is young to me. They don't even contemplate marriage anymore.
Right.
You know, there's this. We're really down to what I was saying to Brother Lewis earlier. We're operating off the base instinct for survival, and that's it. And we're in danger of losing that.
Mm.
You know, when you domesticate an animal and take it out of its natural habitat for enough generations,
it even
loses the ability to survive.
That's right.
That's right.
And so we continue See, we don't even consider. I talk to young girls, young brothers. They are baffled as to why people even get married.
Wow.
Because
wow.
we're so disconnected from the original purpose of marriage.
Man.
On the spiritual, intellectual, physical, financial, emotional plane. And we don't learn about the necessity of marriage to society because we don't have a society anymore.
Come on.
And you say it yourself all the time, Dr. Risley, we're far enough, white people keep us far enough away from them to prevent us from benefiting from what they have taken from us. But yet we're close enough that they can make sure they infiltrate and poison us, kill us, because we're the victims of what people call sometimes it's not always soft, but for the most part it's soft genocide, or you know what, as just as we're guilty of chronic suicide. You know, we don't all put a gun to our head, which is acute suicide, or jump off a building. But when you smoke tobacco every day, that's chronic suicide.
Come on.
Yeah, when you drink alcohol, when you do drugs, when you eat pig, when you run around having sex with everything that moves, that's chronic suicide. You're seeking death. But you just don't have the strength to just get it done, get it over with. That's what we've been reduced to. And see, these Negroes who have been induced to attack the best friend they ever had, which is Minister Farrakhan, they're the enchanters of the Bible and the Quran. Pharaoh promised them nearness to him. Well, why are you choosing Pharaoh? Because you don't believe there's a God more powerful than Pharaoh. It's not that they think these Jews are correct. They just feel that they have all the power, and they look as though they do. They look like they do.
That's right.
Come on.
But we're not even willing to test it. It's like that movie, The Wizard of Oz. You know, it took the dog to pull the curtain back and expose the wizard. You know, everybody was falling for the okey-doke. And he's, step up, Scarecrow, the great and powerful. And here's the Scarecrow saying, I want a brain, and he already has one. You know, the Tin Woodman, I want a heart, already got one. Dorothy, I want to go home. You are home. That's black people.
That's right.
Everything we're seeking from them, we already have it if we just accept our own and be ourselves.
Okay, well, thank you, sister.
Well, thank you for calling, doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Reason.
Yes, sir.
Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Go to another caller?
Yes, sir. We have
Brother
a caller. Carlton. Yes, sir. We have a caller with the last four digits. Excuse me. Caller with the last four digits. 3475.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
It is so wonderful. I'm so excited to be really talking live with Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. I have admired you from afar since I heard of Minister Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam, and I accepted in 1984, and that powerful that powerful monumental call out, power at last. That's when I met you and saw you from there, sister. And I just want to say I thank you for the wonderful example you set. You've set it, I mean, and you've always had it. And inshallah, by Allah's grace, you'll continue to exuberate that throughout our nation, because you are such an example of how a civilized woman, and I'll just touch on this briefly, because you've already, my question was, when you, the brother asked, what would you advise black men to do? And you, your answer was to accept, you know, he has to accept his own. Well, my question was just the opposite. What would you advise black women to do? And I would think that, you know, we need to accept our own as well.
Well, you're exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, sister. I'm going to just mute and just marvel in the rest of the time we have with you. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you and your family and our nation.
Well, you as well, beloved, and you just have me so humbled and extremely pleased and giggling here. I'm very grateful for the call. But, you know, each of us is let me put it like this. It's from the study guides given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, wherein he talked about relationships between the male and female. And he said that the reason our relationships fail and why we are, even if we're staying in them, we're dissatisfied and unhappy, it is because we don't recognize Allah as our primary need. And we put our secondary need, which is for each other, ahead of the primary need. And he said, as long as you do that, you will never find happiness. You will never be successful. And so what I bring to the table as a woman and what the man brings to the table as a man is completely determined by each of our belief and submission to our Creator. And the Holy Quran actually speaks of in the fourth chapter or surah in the first verse, which we use when we perform wedding ceremonies, that it is through keeping our duty to Allah that we are able to demand rights from one another. So right. I can't say to my husband, you should be doing A, B, and C, when Allah is asking me to do A, B, and C, and I'm not doing it.
Really?
And the converse is true. And so it goes back to accept your own and be yourself. What is yourself? A righteous Muslim. We're born, it is in our nature to submit to do the will of God.
Thank you, sister, for calling in to Time to Leave, www.timetoleave.us.radio. Brother Carlton, could we go to our next call?
And Brother
yes,
Lewis,
sir,
I
absolutely.
Can do one more call, and then I'm going to have to leave the program, though you know I'm enjoying this immensely.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much
yes.
for saying so much.
Sure.
Caller, last four digits, 5178. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Majida Muhammad. I'm calling from Brownwood, Georgia. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sister. I'm sitting here like Brother Ali, Brother Louis Ali, listening and saying, wow. Wow, you're just giving us so much, and I thank you. And I'm listening to what you're saying, and mixing that in with, you know, my understanding, my little bit of understanding, and trying to think on what you're saying and how you're answering the questions. There's just so much, you know, when you said you cannot destroy a people without coming between the man and woman that produces that people.
Praise be to Allah.
So then when I think on that, I think then we'll never be a restored people as long as we're under them.
Yes, that's correct.
So then how do we And I'm trying to grapple with everything, and it's, you know, when we talk about separation and the devastation that it's had on us, and, you know, how do we just get into the mindset to where we have such a strong desire to be removed from that so that we can be who God has created us to be. It's just hard trying to listen to all of it, and then we not have the desire to just get up and leave. You know, it's hard to deal with that. So it's, how do we get to that understanding that we'll never be who God created and intended us to be in this condition? So why don't we just desire to just get out of it?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, beloved, one of the effective techniques of Satan is to delude us into the idea that there are not very many black people who are ready to go.
That's right.
This program, Time to Leave, you know, the film Black Panther, all that is happening with Trump in office, the economy that more than any other time in U.S. history is an economy that is oppressive, not only to poor people, but to really, as some refer to, the bottom 90% of society. You have this this large number, growing number of billionaires in this country, who many of whom, most of whom, earned their wealth not by providing products or services to the public, but by gambling on Wall Street. You know, we may make mockery of the little person that goes in the gas station and buys a bunch of lottery tickets and then goes home to watch the news and the little balls go around and see if you matched. Well, that's what the many of these billionaires are doing, the so-called hedge fund managers, where, as the Quran condemns, you're not producing anything, okay? You're making paper currency, which has no intrinsic value, but you sit up on a laptop and hedge bets and make bets on real goods and services that are being exchanged on the market. And so we have an imbalance in society. See, when people have way too much wealth in contrast to what they contribute, someone else has to make up for that. And so at the other end of the spectrum, you make a person work at Walmart. Walmart is one of the richest companies on the planet, and yet you pay your workers $8, $9 an hour. Mm. When someone gets a job at Walmart and they go through employee orientation, part of the orientation, they actually give you a list of resources, subsidized, okay, health insurance subsidized, going to get financial aid, because they know they are not paying you a living wage. And so all of this leads to the conclusion that it is time for us to go. So all of this is going on in the media, where Farrakhan is a pariah and everybody hates Muslims. It's really not true. The Nation of Islam is not on the fringe of society. It is part of the mainstream landscape of the black community. And this Absolutely. Is why there's such consternation now, because they have failed. They have failed to push Minister Farrakhan off of the edge of the black community. He's being embraced by the black community.
That's right.
So feel good right now. It, you know, I know, because I know all of us are frustrated every day, but we are getting closer and closer. All we need from ourselves is just a little bit more commitment, you know, a little bit more determination, a little bit more faith in the Creator. And once we make that move, this thing is going to, there will be a moment of conflict and harshness, and there may be some death, but we've been dying since we've been here, since we came, we were brought here. We were dying in the Atlantic Ocean. So what we're going through right now is that last push to freedom, justice, and equality. We're right there. It's desired, but the enemy is helping us, especially in the Oval Office with Donald Trump.
Thank you, sister. Wow.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you so much for such a wonderful time with you this afternoon, Dr.
Ava
Muhammad.
Thank you, sir.
And
yes,
we
Lewis.
Can't wait
thank
to
you.
Do a separation panel in the South in Louisiana.
Yes.
I would like for you, if you don't mind, though, because I know you're doing a tour, Naturally Beautiful. I would like for you to tell us how we can get your books. And if someone would like to step up and partner with Brother Lewis Ali from the South in their city or in my city, we would be glad to do the follow the instructions of Minister Farrakhan and do the separation panel.
Yes, the town hall, Minister Farrakhan has called for the scheduling of town hall meetings on strictly, just like your program, strictly on the subject of separation. These are not meetings where we debate the ideology and theology. If you don't believe in it, that's fine. You don't have to come. This is for people like our sister that just called who are saying, look, let's do this. Okay, what is it going to take? And it doesn't take a lot of people, okay? It's qualitative, not quantitative. And so we're working on scheduling these town hall meetings around the country, and I have promised, I'm going to say it on the air, I promised Brother Lewis that one of the first stops is going to be Baton Rouge, Louisiana,
right.
And we will keep you posted. And I do want you to visit me at MinisterAva.com, and also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Ava Muhammad, and we'll keep you posted.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you,
Brother
beloved.
Brother Carlton, I don't know
yes,
if
sir.
You have the song. If you have the song right now, I'm going to have to catch my breath. Dr. Ava Muhammad, www.timetoleave.usradio. She was so powerful. That's our student national spokesperson for the Honorable Lewis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam. You can dial 563-999-3656. That's 563-999-3656. Brother Carlton, I'm sure we have a bunch of more callers in queue, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 6259. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Caller with the last four digits, 6259. Okay, a little mic shy there. The next caller we have with the last four digits, 0004. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Stephanie. I didn't realize I was actually in the queue. I was just listening.
Sister Stephanie, that's my wife. Would you like to make a comment?
I really enjoyed the program. Sister Ava was wonderful as usual. And I'm always pleased to hear the brothers and sisters call in with such good comments and actions that we should take. Accepting your own is really key. One of the things that was kind of going through my head was, there are a number of people who've already accepted their own and are themselves. So what would be a good first action item to move towards separation once you have a core group of people who are actually willing to do that. Maybe some group of discussion or even a panel idea.
I'm sorry, your phone broke up a little bit.
I was just saying that once we have a core group of people who've already accepted their own and have decided to be themselves, what would be a good first course of action toward moving toward separation? Is it identifying a specific area? Is it setting up an educational system? Is it setting up a stream of revenue? Is it incorporating? What would be one of the good first action items?
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Dr. Risley?
Yes, sir.
Well,
go right ahead, Dr.
Number one, any step forward is a step forward because you're going to have to do all those things. But I would say the way I would look at it is let's first do an inventory. You say if you have some group of people, the inventory of what resources they have, what human resources they have, and what desires they have. Because when we say accept your own and be yourself, well, you know, yourself is a righteous Muslim, but there are different types of people doing different types of things and who like certain things. For instance, suppose all of the auto workers, when they retire, they pick an area where they're going to go to because they have like life experiences and like skills. So then they can go to an area and communicate with one another and eventually develop a new car. So I'm looking towards getting people to understand who we are. For instance, like in the Nation of Islam, we have a lot of people who we go to the mosque and we see them every Sunday or we see them on Monday night FY class or whatever, but do we really know who they are? Do we know what their
and
skills
what they do.
Are?
That's right.
Yeah, what they're doing, what do they want to do? And then when you get our young people who come, what do they want to be trained in? They got to be trained in something beyond just pushing the program. They need to find out what they want to do. The question I used to ask young people is, what do you want to do in the hereafter? You know, once we done won, what do you want to do? Okay? So train yourself now for that. Now, if we get people who feel confident in their training and they want to get together with other people who have skills, then you begin to mesh those skills together and come up with a product or an institution. So to accept your own and be yourself has got to go beyond just saying I'm a righteous black Muslim. It's got to be, well, whoever. I'm a farmer. And Brother Lewis, you are a developer in terms of the land. Right. Well, now you know who you are. I know who I am. Then we can figure out how we can do some things together. Okay. So that's the next step. The first step is to let's get our inventory of skills together. What do we know? What do we want to know? What can we do? What can we work to go together on to build a business or an institution?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you, Dr. Risley, for that. And believe it or not, we're down to about 7 minutes. We're going to try to get a couple more callers in, but I want to say something. This is really a maverick effort by Dr. Risley, you, Brother Carlton, for putting this all together. And currently, we have people in Louisiana that are attempting to build a community, people in Georgia attempting to build a community, brothers and sisters righteous in Alabama are trying to build a community as a start, and you can go to www.timetoleave.usradio. Go ahead and register, Brother Carlton. They can contact Brother Carlton. We'll take your information. Put down what skill or trade, what is your profession, what you would like to do, what you would like to see as a community. We got to start traveling in different cities, trying to meet people with like minds and trying to have deliberate dialogue to strategize on how we're going to make our communities safe and decent places to live. Many people, like Dr. Ridgely just pointed out, you may have made a lot of money up north or out east or out west, and you want to come back and retire down south where you can get more kick from your buck. The place to contact is Time to Leave, www.timetoleave.us/radio.
Brother Carlton,
yes,
can we take another call?
Yes, sir, we sure can. Caller with the last four digits, 4707. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 4707. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, they hit the one. They must have been on mute.
Okay. We're going to try one more. Oops. Caller with the last four digits, 0508. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Okay.
Brother Lewis, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you well.
Okay. Let me try one more. Caller with the last four digits, 25. What's your name and where are you calling from? Four, three, two, five. You are on the, live on the show. Do you have a question or comment? Okay. One last try, and then maybe this is a good time to end.
Okay. Time
caller
to leave.
With the, yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 6904. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, my name is Anthony L. Muhammad. I'm calling from Norman, Illinois. And I was holding on the queue. I had a question for Minister Ava, but she had to go. But I guess I can throw it out there into the space and maybe it'll be picked up. But I wanted to ask her, by being one who has followed Amin Louis Farrakhan personally for 30 plus years and also been an attorney, you know, what else could we do as a, just someone like myself, being out in the wilderness all alone trying to defend Brother Farrakhan and all these attacks? And what else can they do on a national level to kind of put out a cease and desist? Because like she mentioned earlier, it's slander and defamation of character. And, you know, everyone is getting on the TV programs and talk shows and doing everything else, and they're not vetting. Nothing's being said. And it's okay for us to go back out and tell the people and do speeches and lectures and get on. I've been getting on the View, the Pulse, and posting. But what else can we do legally? And I know it's the white man's system and everything else, but there has to be something we can do collectively to cease and desist on everyone who is lying, because we got the facts. We have everything in order, and we can fight them all day long. But what can we do to get in the public, or more can we do? I was going to ask her and suggest, ask for some suggestions, being a female, following up this little fair, not having my ego as a male out there, you know, laughing and blasting and doing everything else. I want to know what can we do on the next level to quiet everybody. I mean, they're getting out. Now, here's a man who's fought for us for over 60 years. There has to be a way that we can make them cease and desist from lying. And if they keep lying, then there's something we can bring forth to deal with these people who are slandered and defaming. Al Dershowitz is on the line. He's a lawyer. And he know he's defaming, and he know he's lying. We got black lawyers, all these educated people who are out there and not saying a word about what's going on. All this highfalutin education, and they won't even stand up for their own democracy. Even if they don't agree with Farrakhan, they don't even agree with America, because they won't stand for justice and a lady justice. So I just want to ask her, as from her expertise, what can a little old person like me do to get online and help defend my minister? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We only have a short amount of time on the line before it goes off, and we're going to close out, brother, and we're not ignoring your question. Separation is the best and only solution. We should be forming a plebiscite. I want to close it out with message to the black man, page 341. The prayer by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then we're going to go to the song and we're going to take it home, Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Thou art our God, O Allah, and we are thine people. Deliver us from the murderers, and we will serve thee and obey thee all the days of our life. And we will teach our children thine praise, to submit to thee for thine unequal.
Give me for my sins, sort of like a czar in a.
And thanks to you, O Allah, for manifesting the devil, our enemy. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
Wa alaikum salam.
guarantees of war. If we don't fight, there'll be even more. There'll be dark nights when you might lose a husband, might lose a son. It's a sacrifice for black life.